Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Honey. How can I help you today?
I would like to cancel my Local Splash membership.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Let me just go ahead and pull out your account so I can go ahead and assist you. And to confirm, I am speaking with Gray Franklin from FNF Junk Entry Removal, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thanks for confirming, Gray. Gray, if you don't mind me asking, may I know the reason why you would like to go ahead and cancel your subscription?
I'm just not seeing the results I want.
I understand where you're coming from. Let's go ahead and take a moment to review your account together so that we can see the things that we have completed for you and how your campaign is doing right now. Can I go ahead and share my screen with you?
I'm on my phone right now.
Oh, yeah, it's totally fine. You can still go ahead and see my screen using your phone. So I will be texting you a link. All you have to do is click on that link, and you should be able to see my screen.
Okay.
All right, so let me text it to you now.
How do I cancel it?
Oh, I'm sorry?
Is that the link to cancel the membership?
Oh, no, this is actually the link that you can go ahead and see my screen. So we will be doing an account review to check your account status, and then you can see my screen from there, so we see it together.
Okay. Is there any way we can just cancel that review and just cancel the account?
I understand your request. Reviewing the account allows us to go ahead and see your account progress, since you mentioned that you're not getting the results that you are actually getting from. I actually checked on your account, and we see here that the Google business profile is not yet verified. So that is one big factor that actually affected your lead generation. Because without the Google listing being verified, your Google listing will not be visible in Google, and you cannot go ahead and get leads from there. So, yes, may I ask what is the reason why you were not able to verify yet your Google listing? Maybe it's something I can help you with?
I verified it, and they canceled it, so I'm not sure what happened there.
Last time. May I ask, when did you try to do the verification?
When I tried to do it?
Mm-hmm. Did you do it just once?
Yeah.
Did you get the email on what was the reason why they declined the verification?
I did not.
So usually an email is actually sent, and we have representatives. I see here that Sherry was actually trying to get in touch with you to help you with the video recording. So when you did the video recording, did you show your business documents and your tools and your equipment?
You got it. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. So when you did the video verification, were you able to provide your business documents and your tools and equipment?
Yes.
I see. So I don't have the exact information why your Google listing verification got declined, but usually part of the reasons why it could be, like, for example, number one is that when you did the video, it could be too fast and they were not able to verify the information that you on the record or the recorded video. So I would suggest, Gray, to go ahead and redo it again, because once you get your Google listing verified, we can definitely get you more leads than you need. So it's one of the very first step that needs to be completed in order for your customers to see you when they actually look for your service in Google platform. So when you do the video, you don't have to show your address, because I see here your address is okay to be hidden. So you can take the video. Do you have like a business card that you use?
Yes, I do. I would just like to cancel it.
All right, I understand, Greg. Now, Greg, please note that part of your on the terms of conditions is that we need to make sure that you stay with us for at least 3 months, because this allows us to make sure that we are able to go ahead and work on your account to get you the leads or the verified leads. So if we go ahead and cancel now, you will have to pay for the early termination fee of $199.
Is this not the third month?
No, not yet. So the third month is still on your next billing on, let me see, April 19. If you decide to cancel, the only way that you will not be charged for the early termination fee will be only after April 19.
So after April 19th, I need to call you?
Yes, if you still decide to go ahead
okay.
and cancel.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Have a good day.
All right, great. So would you like me to assist you in getting your Google listing verified? This is
no,
to make sure
you.
That you make the most of your money.
I'm all right. Thank you.
Okay. So again, Gray, your next billing date will be April 19 for $299. Should you go ahead and change your mind, please make sure to contact us at least 3 days before of May 19 so you don't get billed again.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Gray. Have a great
Bye.
Day. Bye.
You too.